Prayer for healing power. Father God, many of us need healing. I need healing for past hurts, random physical pains that I allow to waylay my days, and spiritual healing for various reasons. I reach up to you to receive this healing so that I may be whole and that I may be able to then minister to others in a way that brings you fullness of glory. How wonderful to be able to worship you without stain or blemish and to be totally healed. Show others your healing power so that they may also be healed and walk in wholeness. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. As Louisa has said, it's very fortuitous, really, that we're looking back on this year of COVID and looking forward and hoping that we can take part in the National Day of Reflection this coming Tuesday, and that so many things, particularly in relation to COVID, but other things as well, have caused many people to suffer illness, many people to suffer loss, many people to be hospitalized, and unfortunately, many people who have died. So we come to the last chapter in Lavinia Byrne's book of Original Prayer. And of course, we're going to look back at prayer when you are ill. Lavinia begins with a challenge for us by asking, what is prayer? We all know that when we are not well, sometimes we don't want to be bothered with things, or everything seems a bit too much and we're all encompassed and swallowed up by our illness. And it changes things for us. And often this includes changing prayer for us. And sometimes it's very difficult for us to pray when we're ill. Often we are worried and confused and concerned. Recently, as many of you will know, I lost my mum in December, and although not totally unexpected, it still came as a shock and came far sooner than I'd anticipated. And then shortly after this, in fact the next month, Sandra, my wife, had a heart attack. These two events combined left me with the stress and anxiety relating to both of these life-changing events. And I felt that at times I couldn't focus on anything or even think through simple things at that time. I couldn't think straight about all the things that needed to be done to arrange a funeral. I certainly couldn't think about concentrating on my job and going to work at this time. It also meant I was finding it difficult to focus on praying. Even though, in particular, Sandra needed prayer at this time, and obviously I did pray for her. But I'm sure many of us will have our own experiences that may be similar to what I've just described, and where we have found it difficult to pray. So Lavinia Byrne suggests that we have to find out what it is that we understand by prayer, and particularly when we are well. So when we are well, we are less distracted from things that make prayer more difficult. The early church had a phrase, noonday devil. This actually meant despair and can strike us unexpectedly. And this makes us feel terrible and unresponsive when facing situations, whether they be small or large. And this is a common experience that we often face or feel when we are ill ourselves. And, you know, this thing of striking us unexpectedly is certainly how I felt in my two recent traumatic periods of time. So Lavinia Byrne describes prayer as turning to God. It's a way of paying attention, listening to God, and praising God. And as we pray with Jesus, the Father hears our prayers. And prayer is about faith, hope, and charity. Of course, faith and hope are very, very important. But charity in particular is about prayer making us more loving and caring for other people and considering their issues, their needs and their wants. Illness means that we are looking for God to do something special for us, especially as we perhaps wait for surgery or test results. And how does this work when we consider this in connection with the Lord's Prayer, especially things like, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Your will be done, not mine. The emphasis being on your will. So we pray for acceptance of God's holy will. Vinnie Byrne feels that God's will for us is that we should let go of our anxieties, as easy to say and as difficult as that is to actually do. Personally, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's very hard to let go and hand things over to God. And it's even more difficult when you're in a time of anxiety, stress, illness, and you can't think straight. When we find it difficult to pray when we are ill, especially around our own situation, it is also important that prayers for those that are sick are said by others. That's why the sick lists that we have and our weekly updates and prayer requests that are forwarded to us are so very, very important. This is because the power of prayer can be picked up by others to help carry us when we find prayer difficult in ourselves. Having the right mindset to pray when you are ill is just not that easy, as we've already said. To try to balance this is when we are well, we try to create the right mindset for prayer. For example, "Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit," whatever situation I may be in. Jesus knows, as we dealt with the sick, he dealt with the sick in a compassionate way. He didn't associate illness with sin, as many did in the first century. As we heard in our reading from John this morning, Lavinia Byrne says that the whole meaning of the man's life in the reading was made clear when, through Jesus, God's works are revealed in him and to him. And using the analogy of Adam coming from dust, so the blind man is remade, with dust and spittle made into mud. He was refashioned into the life of Jesus through this act. Interestingly, physically, we're not designed to live forever. It's our very nature to perish. Our bodies are designed to permit death. Lavinia Byrne talks about our fight between evil and sickness as part of the struggle over our own mortality, and so our humanity. It's sad that sometimes in today's world, the world often focuses on self and living for today. This applies to many people. And the world today often finds the idea of heaven difficult to accept. As Christians, we have always accepted eternal rest with God. We can now consider heaven that does not occupy time and space as we understand it. We learnt a little bit about this concept from Beth's talk on cyberspace last week. Heaven is outside of our understanding of reality, time and place. Material healings that Jesus performed can also be seen as an invitation to see what, that we have been made well and do not sin anymore. And in baptism, we're buried with Christ, as we heard in the reading, in order that we rise with him. We heard this from Romans this morning. The emphasis here being that Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. In heaven, we shall live the true life with Christ. Lavinia uses Cardinal Henry Newman's poem, The Dream of Gerontius, to demonstrate that to seek a good death for those who believe is a death of expectation and hope. If you haven't read the poem, and it is in Lavinia's book, I highly recommend it to you. Gerontius died in Christ, and very much in the hope of resurrection. This promise is made to all of us. Even though we will die, we will live on when we believe he is both the resurrection and the life. This is the reason in our prayers when we are ill or dying, we place ourselves before God. Now, at the end of this particular chapter, there are some exercises that you may wish to have a look at and try for yourself. And I'll just go through the first part of these. I have on the Facebook pages put something on there of me talking through these, and later I will put them up in writing as well. So some exercises to help you pray when you are ill are, the first thing is to say things like the words God is love over and over to yourself as an act of faith. Then shorten the prayer to God is as an act of hope and repeat it. Finally, shorten your prayer again to the simple repetition of the divine name God as an act of charity. When you are ready to, you start this all over again, and this prayer is especially good at night time. Second thing in the way of exercises that are suggested is that you might want to copy out the words of some of your favourite prayers or extracts from the Bible into a notebook, and you can use it like a recipe book to dip in and out of. Then, when or if you are ill, you'll have a collection of good things ready to fall back on. And finally, number three, remember to pray for other people, especially the sick and the dying. If you can manage to do this when you are ill yourself, you will be part of a great circle of light surrounding the human family at its most vulnerable. And it does go on to list an anthem that might help you to pray, written by Sir William Harris, taken from Strengthen Ye the Weak Hands, taken from the Book of Common Prayer. Amen.